Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm the host of Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW, and this Friday night is no exception. Tonight, we're going to be listening to the work of Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller, two very funny ladies and two groundbreaking comedians. At one point, they were probably the only game in town. And as such, their work is similar in some ways. They deal with similar topics. They talk about growing up unattractive and problems with men and married life and housework and things like that, which is probably what people expected from comedians at that time. Unfortunately, in both cases, I don't think their records are as funny as they are. So we'll do the best we can with what we've got, especially in Phyllis Diller's case. I think she's much funnier than her records are. Joan Rivers just recently had a very successful album out called What Becomes a Semi-Legend Most. And I wish I could say that I thought there was anything on the record as funny as the back picture. If you cruise through a record store that has it, you might take a look at the picture on the back. It's wonderful. She's pictured with the wedding party of Prince Charles and Lady Diana. And everybody's looking very stuffy. And Joan's picture is superimposed. They're wearing this bright pink dress. And she's got a blender in her hand with a big pink ribbon on it. And it really is wonderful. And the other thing I can tell you is that I once met Joan Rivers and she was lovely to me. And so I have a soft spot in my heart for Joan Rivers. But we'll begin with Phyllis Diller from an early album from the 60s, here discussing a cookbook that she is writing.
My third book at this very moment is going into its sixth printing. Of course, if I could print better, I wouldn't have to do it over. And the name of my book is Passion, Power, Greed, and Fury. It's a cookbook. Which I have already been requested to rewrite by the food and drug people. Boy, what a bunch of narrow-minded busybodies they are. They paid me a visit in my little spotless kitchen. The dog had died. Well, actually, he committed suicide. He begged from the table, and by George, we fed him. Did it. I had developed the most divine sauce for burnt food. And it tasted exactly like ungantini. Because it was ungantini. And it's great for people. It cures heartburn. But it kills dogs. He just went belched and went blah, 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 blah. He didn't even bark goodbye. And the first thing the food and drug people did for my kitchen was to declare it a disaster area. Just because it was on fire. Nothing but a little grease fire. You know, women had it in the stove all the time. Mine was in the sink. Oh, I got a greasy sink. I have watched bugs slide to their death. You know, when the food and drug people arrived unannounced, if I could have just been combing my hair or reading a book or anything, but I was cooking. I was making a pudding and I knew something was wrong with it. Couldn't get the spoon out. And they tried to stir it and the whole room went around. Well, that fanned the hell out of the fire. They're the ones that turned it into a real hook and ladder party. And then they got terribly interested in my pudding and they wanted to take it to their lab to test it. Well, they had to. One of their guys was now stuck in it. So they took it to the lab and tested it. Are you ready? My pudding is bulletproof. I never expected my recipes to put this book over. It was my household hints that I was counting on, because I am very good at that. I'll give you an example. Supposing you are a housewife and you have goofed. Well, let's put it this way. It's 4:30 and you're still in bed. getting pretty close to ogre time. And when the beast comes home, the beauty better be ready. So here's the way you play that. You put a little O-cedar wax behind each ear. It makes you smell tired. You see, I consider this creative homemaking. When things happen and you take care... Well, all right, our stove broke down one day. I mean, way down. Well, to the basement. Well, there was something heavy in it. A cupcake. So I tell you what I did. I heated his dinner in the dryer. And I admit it was a mess. But it was hot. So I realized that I would have to treat him rather graciously, which was going to be pretty unnatural at that time of day. So I read a couple of chapters of Peyton Place. And a little Norman Vincent Peale. I even put on a dress. Over my blue jeans. And when I say I kissed him, he thought he was in the wrong house. Until one of the kids bit him. The way we know they're growing up, the bite marks are higher. So I brought him in the house, I sat him down, I put this food in front of him, and right away he starts with the beef. He says, okay, what is this stuff on top? You know I hate coconut. I said, eat it, it's lint. How did I know he had given up lint for Lent?
Marriage is cooking and fighting with painters. I started with that. Oh, who knew? When you're a kid, your mother sends you to the movies, you eat a candy bar, you come back, the house is painted. Suddenly I meet the painter, and he looked nice, which threw me. He looked like a real painter, nice, overall, stockings, shoes, you know, one ear. I figured, good, he knows what he's doing. And, his name was Mr. Lieberman, so I figured I'd get him on an ethnic level. So I said, you know, Mr. Lieberman, I'm Jewish, ha ha ha. He said, you know, I'm German, ha ha ha. To do my living room in like a very soft off beige. So I said to him, Mr. Lieberman, have you ever seen the desert at dawn? He said, only with Rommel. So okay, Nazi, forget the living room. So we go into the bedroom. I'm going to do my bedroom to match my hair because I think that's sexy. Because I read Debbie Reynolds has a bedroom to match her hair. You know, you run around, play hide and seek, you know. So I give him my hair, and I said, here, match this. And I went out, and when I came back, he had done the entire bedroom bright yellow with a black ceiling. And, that could hurt a person. You come over to my house, you'll see. Oh, so she's married, and you're married 4.5 months. Is your husband still jealous? Doesn't that it? Edgar, nothing. Not jelly. Trust me. You know what? How rotten that makes you feel? You know what I said? I come home from the club with lipstick on my collar. He couldn't care less. I even got my sister to call me up in the middle of the night and disguise her voice. I figured that'll get him. I said, like, call me up in the middle of the night, pretend you're a man, say something like, is Joan there? Edgar will go crazy. 4 o'clock comes, Mickey's big hand just past his nose. Phone rings. It's Edgar and my sister disguising her voice. Edgar picks up the phone. My sister says, is Joan there? Edgar says, your sister with a cold. I even pretended I was having an affair. You figure, I figured that'll kill him, right? We're lying in bed. I'm pretending I'm asleep, and I'm saying things like, no, Tim, it's not right. No, Tim, it's not right. No, Tim, it's not right. It's not right. The next morning, Edgar left me a note. Tell Tim it's all right. That's all. So I got thrown out of the supermarket. A college graduate. I was on the 8-item line with a 9th item. Big deal. And who? Because I don't like to stand on line too much. I'd rather like go through the quick item line a lot, you know, than stand still. So I had... No, because you keep thinking, you know, tick, tick, tick. So I'm on the... I had 7 items originally. I had Wesson Oil, beads of bleach, 2 Jell-Os, a Mighty Fine, a Hollywood Diet, and a Corn Toastie. 7? Everyone with me? I'm walking to the 8-item line unless suddenly I spot... Babbo. 2 for $19. Exactly. Now, I want those Babbos, and I want them now, see? So I check the 8-item line. What kind of a nasty witch is going to throw you out of the 8-item line with an extra item, right? And she looked very nice. Typical housewife, high-heeled socks, very simply dressed, wearing a green eyeshade and smoking a banana. Don't you think she called manager? She's on the 8-item line with a 9th item. They're pulling me out of line. I'm drinking the Wesson oil, the whole thing. They stand me in front of everybody, the AMP, they stand me on a box of Woman's Days and burn my stamp books. Exactly, you understand. 3 years of eating garbage. Twice I almost died of glue poisoning. I'm telling you that, Joe, you don't have a kid, do you? You're single. Yeah, no, you're single though, right? Yeah, because you sit very cute. You can tell, yeah. Yeah, you're single, yeah. No, you're married. Yeah, look at the posture. You can tell from posture. Yeah. No, look, single girls always sit better than married women. Single girls sit perky. Boobies up, smile, song, oh. They talk a lot with their tongue. Hi, how are you? Minute a woman's married, the whole body goes like, thank God. Boobies at the knees, the legs spread, a shopping bag goes plunk. That's a married woman. And you find yourself at McDonald's on Mother's Day with a corsage going, this is the answer. Oh.
You know, I shouldn't even be out tonight, actually. Yeah, I have this small chest condition. It's chronic. My father had it. We figured one of the girls would come up with it. And that's hardly the term. It's so embarrassing. You know, I work a lot of places where they have a dance floor. And one night, a gentleman asked me to dance. And then danced 3 sets with me backwards. Time complimenting me on my figure. I said, you idiot, those are my shoulder blades. He said, I thought your bangs were a little bit long. But he said, your breath is so bad, I was glad it was coming out the back. And then I made a dreadful mistake about 4 years ago. I went to Hollywood to become a big star overnight because I happen to know that's the way it's done. Well, those little starlets, come on. They get ahead so fast, you don't think it's talent, do you? Oh, let me give you an example. I think I can prove it. I went to a starlet's wedding, and here's this dumb little broad. She has exactly 2 words to remember, and she's been rehearsing for weeks. And she muffed her lines. She said, I did. I wish I had never had the screen test, which I wangled. It was a mess. It was a good picture, though. A Western called Separate Stables. And I had a great line. Everything is happening, and I'm supposed to say they went that way. They went nowhere. And after my test, that director walked right over to me, and he said, Miss Diller, I have seen bigger lumps in oatmeal. I get so bitter, I feel like putting them both together and making one good one.
I feel very close to you. I think I can tell you this. I think my husband had an affair with the Queen of England. He never said so, but he was out one night in London. He came home with tiara marks all over his stomach. It's just... Isn't that a great joke? I have no sex appeal. My body is falling so goddamn fast. My gynecologist wears a hard hat. You have no idea. That's why every Every woman, grab it while you can. Except some women can get older and they have sex appeal. Elizabeth Taylor. Do they love her? The men still... Don't you find her sexy? I think she's fat. Look how quiet the room got. Okay, she's not fat, okay? Okay, you don't think she's fat? I think she's fat. All right, I say this with love. We're very close. She's a pig. I think this woman is fat. Oh, grow up. Her thighs are going condo. Yes! She wears stretch kaftans. This woman is... How fat is she? She has more chins than a Chinese phone book. This woman could moon Europe. Oh, please. This woman is fat. Mosquitoes see her and scream, buffet. Her bumper sticker says my other car's a refrigerator. She puts mayonnaise on an aspirin. I think she's fat. She drinks Pepsi heavy. I said to her, what do you want on your hamburger? She said, a hot dog. Because I take her around. I took her to McDonald's just to watch her eat and watch the numbers change. Stand in front of a microwave oven and go, hurry!
But I'm going to level with you one more time. I don't like any stewardesses, and I never have, and I doubt if I ever will be able to. And I'll tell you why. Nobody's that happy. They're all just fresh out of idiot school. And they're so itsy-bitsy, happy-wappy. And they know the wings are loose. And another thing I don't like about them, and this never fails, they always come directly over to me, just because I look like I might. And it's always that same icky sweetie pie attitude. I thought I was going to die of syrup poisoning. She says, now we aren't going to be sick, are we? I said, watch.
And stewardesses get married because they don't wear underwear and the men go bananas. They're always getting a man a blanket and climbing up. Let me get you a blanket. Window, you see the earth. Sit by the aisle, you see the moon. And that's what men, and then men love them. Are they bitchy to women? Can we talk about stewardesses here? Are they bitchy to women? Stewardess, my window's open. Not my aisle. Yes. Were you a stewardess?
Yes.
Bitchy to women. What airline?
TWA,
the worst. They never leave the goddamn ground. You drive all the way to Chicago. I was on your airline. There wasn't a bathroom. I asked for a bathroom. They gave me a styrofoam cup marked occupado. Please. You're the one. Stewardess, where's my seat? 3 inches below where it was last year. Please. And tramps, and who is this?
A friend.
A friend you met on the airplane? They're all tramps. This is a tramp on my left. That's why when a plane lands, they call it layover. And so I'm, certainly. Never let your husband go with a stewardess. Stewardess, my husband's cold. He wasn't last night. They are so... sick on a plane. Stewardess, I need a throw-up bag. Doesn't your dress have pockets? They are so... And the men love them because all they know, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. Wake them up in the middle of the night. What do you say? Welcome aboard. Exactly. And and they marry rich. I was 28. Was I glad to get married? When you look back what you were dating, that's why don't get discouraged with him. When you look back... Oh, the men I dated for a while... I was dating... Can we talk here? I was dating for a while. I was dating a transvestite. And my mother said, marry him, you'll double your wardrobe. Oh, you don't know. I was dating a football player. They are. Did you ever date a football player? They are so stupid. We'd get into an elevator. How stupid are they? Thank you for asking. We'd get into an elevator. He'd press the buttons. He would look for gum. The elevator was a fool. We once were in an department store. He saw a sign that said wet floor. He did. Oh, you don't know. The man could not count to 21 unless he was naked. I'll wait. He was an idiot. He went for a hemorrhoid examination. They found a brain tumor. The man was a... But he was a man, and that's all that counts for a man, that he's alive and walking. That's why every woman in this room, work on yourselves. See, I learned these lessons late. Because I was 28 before I got married. How old are you? 28, yeah, but it's a different time. My mother had to sign up last girl before freeway. Oh, God. How old were you, Olivia, when you got married? The first time you got married? 19, crazy, too young, yeah, yeah. I got married because I got scared. Because I got out of college, I was a bridesmaid. My day, everybody got married with bridesmaids. I got out of college, I was a bridesmaid in 1 year, 9 times. Do you know what it's like to own 9 bridesmaids' dresses? To be home on a lonely Saturday night and open your closet and there are 9 three-quarter sleeve, V-neck, acetate, ballerina length, Kelly Green dresses? Which the bride always says you can wear again. Remember those lies? It's only $150, Joan. You can wear the dress again. Where? Where can I wear a V-neck, three-quarter sleeve, acetate, ballerina length, Kelly Green dress? Where? How many Puerto Rican proms do you go to? Where? Oh. It's so hard to be a woman. How old are you? Though you're very cute. Yes, did you go to college? That's why you're too smart. Men like them stupid. Oh, no, no. Oh, man. Oh, what? Oh, grow up. Don't give me all this liberation. Men like them stupid. Oh, all you need is a pretty face and a trick pelvis and you're home free. And oh, shit. I'm telling you. See, I come from the generation where they never told you these things. I'm the generation where you had your... I was 28 years old and single. Oh, my mother was going crazy. How old were you when you got married? 23, so no chicken either. Yeah, yeah. Did you wear white? Okay, excuse me. I don't want to hear. So defensive, yes. Were you a nurse? I wore white also. I had a big black hem on my dress. Oh, shit. I walked down the aisle, every usher went, white. When the rabbi said, you take this man, 14 guys said she has. Oh, it's just... My husband bought the horseback riding story, thank God. But... So did Prince Charles.
And now under the category of records they'd like to buy back, here for one last time is Phyllis Diller.
I can't get no satisfaction, 'cause I try, and I try, and I try. And I try, I can't get no, I can't get no, I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no strong reaction, 'cause I try. I can't get no, I can't get no, I can't get no.
such a loser. If I bought a new hat, they'd cancel Easter. I use nail polish to cover the rust. I went to a taffy pull. The taffy won. I wore a see-through dress and nobody looked. I can't get no. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no strong reaction. 'Cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try.
We've all learned something very wise here tonight. Oh, what have we learned, Jew Guru? Thank you for asking. Oh, that's nice. What is that you're playing? Is that Battle Hymn of the Republic? Oh, that's a great tune. Did you write that? That's nice. I think we've all learned something very, very wise here tonight. I think we've learned what a good, good, good person I am. Yes, a good, 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 good person. I think we've learned. What makes me happy is to make you happy. You can hum along during this if you want now, or shovel along, depending. But most of you want to shovel because you're bright. But the point is, I think you've learned what has made me happy is to have made you happy. Because if I can come on a stage, yes, if I can come on a stage, and by coming on a stage, if I can make a child laugh, a mother smile, a shut-in sit-up, if I can do this, yes, if I can do this, yes, and if I can pick up 20 grand for doing this, I'll be here. Good night. Thank you for coming. Good night.
You're not even in similar keys, let alone the same one. At any rate, that'll do it for this week's edition of Funny Stuff, featuring Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller. We heard from various records. The Joan Rivers records were What Becomes a Legend Most, and Joan Rivers, the next-to-last Joan Rivers album, a reissued album from a while back. And we heard from a couple of Phyllis Diller albums. The Satisfaction cut came from an album called Born to Sing. Again, if there were anything on the album as funny as the picture on the cover, it's a very funny picture. And we heard from the beautiful Phyllis Diller and Are You Ready for Phyllis Diller. That'll do it, as I said, for this week's show. Next week's show is Victor Borge, the great Dane of the piano, with some very funny musical examples and some comedy examples featuring his world-famous phonetic punctuation. And I think you'll like that if you've never heard that. If you're young enough, maybe you haven't heard that, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. That'll do it for this week's edition of Funny Stuff. You know the address by now. What else is there to tell you? Thank you for listening. I hope to see you next week. And until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.
The KCRW Playhouse, a program of specially selected radio drama, is heard Monday through Friday at 7 p.m.
And and Funny Stuff is heard on KCRW Playhouse every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an hour of radio drama twice a day. Tune in KCRW Playhouse weekdays at 4 and 7 p.m. Stay with us now, though, while Isabel hosts Evening Becomes Eclectic right after these station messages on KCRW Santa Monica, 89.9 FM, a community service of Santa Monica College.
Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm the host of Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW at 7:30. And this Friday night, we'll be listening to the best of Victor Borge. We'll be listening to some of his wonderful classical music parodies and also his famous phonetic punctuation routine. So I hope you can join me this Friday night at 7:30 when we listen to the best of Victor Borge on Funny Stuff, right here on KCRW. Fresh air for Southern California.